Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley Banfield, and this is Drop Dead Serious. When last we spoke of Jake and Rebecca Harrow, the San Bernardino couple who went on TV begging us to help them find their baby Emmanuel after Rebecca was attacked in a parking lot, hit on the back of the head, only to emerge from unconsciousness to find her baby was missing? Yeah, no. They were arrested and charged with murder, and now comes the news, pretty surprising actually that cameras caught this, that the deputies from the Riverside County Sheriff's Office escorted Jake in cuffs and his reddish-orange jail jumpsuit to the side of Highway 60 in San Bernardino County, I suppose to help them look for a body, to help them look for evidence of what we sort of all now think may be the truth, which is that nobody stole that baby, right? It wasn't a kidnapping. It was potentially, allegedly, something so much more. Two parents killing their baby, discarding their baby, and then concocting some bullshit story to try to clear themselves, right? No matter that you wind up the entire nation with the terror and the fear that a little baby was stolen and the sympathy that these parents had lost their baby, never mind any of that kind of criminal behavior, right? Alleged. No, the police think they did it. And it looks on first sight from this video that they want Jake to help them find the baby's remains. Why else would you take a guy out of county, right? Put him in a cruiser, drive him out into a place adjacent to the desert and have him walking around amid a bunch of search party members, if not to ask him to help in finding that baby. Maybe, just maybe, to get a little bit of, time shaved off whatever's coming to him. Or is it a ploy? Is it a tactic? Is it a way when you have a mom and a dad, a husband and a wife, to try to pit one against the other? Think about it. If you're the homicide detectives and neither one of these people is talking, because remember they told us, even before being arrested, that they had stopped cooperating, or at least that Rebecca had. Jake's lawyer said, oh, he's offering himself up. And the cops said, no, he's not. Is it possible that this is a ploy by the homicide detectives to march publicly the dad out there in his jail garb and make it look like he's giving up the goods? Meaning, are they pressuring Rebecca to say, hey, look, your husband's out there. He's getting to the trough first. You want to try to offset that? You want to try and head him off at the pass? Maybe cough up the info, cough up the confession, and maybe you'll get a better deal and he'll go down for the murder because he's pinning it on you. This is all conjecture, but it is strategy. And folks, you should know this. It is not illegal. Detectives are allowed to lie in the process of trying to extract information from the subjects that they're interviewing. They can make up any story they want. They can say, hey, you know your friend in the next room? Yeah, he's already told us you did it. Sure, you don't want to maybe come up with the truth and make sure that he doesn't get off scot-free? Well, that may never have happened. But they can say that. It is all part of the investigative process, and it is legal. It is allowed. So I'm wondering if that's what they're doing with Jake. Or if Jake's lawyer maybe said to him, dude, they got you dead to rights. You better start doing something in order to get a deal that's better than what you're about to get, which is toe tag parole. You're never coming out of prison. You beat a 10-week baby into a situation where she now needs care for the rest of her life. She's blind. She's got 4% brain activity, according to some reports. She can't even swallow on her own because of the abuse that she received from you at 10 weeks. Don't even get me started. Why he was only 6 months in jail for that. Lifetime sentence for this little 7-year-old girl who was only 10 weeks. You ever seen a 10-week-old baby? They're just like, they're like pudding. They're so helpless and tiny. They can't even lift their own heads sometimes, right? And this was the abuse, the damage, the cruelty, legal term for it, child cruelty was what he was charged and convicted of. So the lawyer might be looking at him and saying, with your background, you were already convicted of, you're already a convicted felon of this kind of crime, right? Adjacent. They're going to put you away forever. Your only hope now to save your effing soul and maybe get a few years out at the tail end of your life is to lead them to the body. Solve this crime. Do not cost the taxpayers of this county and this state one more penny in investigation or in prosecution. Do not. And maybe you'll have a chance in hell of not ending up on death row, right? At this point, we have no idea what he's actually saying. What is Jake actually saying? We have no idea what Rebecca is saying. We have no idea what her lawyer is telling her. Don't forget, a lot of you out there saw this woman, and as reprehensible as it is if she's lying, I got hit in the back of the head, my baby was stolen, and help me find him, right? Still all alleged, even though a lot of the red flags are there, right? That bruise is old bullshit. What if she's an abused woman? What if he did this? What if he killed this baby, beat the hell out of her, and beat her into submission and beat her into saying these things, right? I've seen it before. I have seen it so many times before. What if that's the actual story? And now is he going to make her go down for it? Oh, she beat the baby. She threw the baby out. I'm just here for moral support. You never know. And that could have been the story. We have no idea who did what, if anything. But methinks the investigators have a hell of a lot more than we know. They've been through that house. Okay, a couple reports I should tell you about. And these are unverified, so I can't tell you that these are true. I just know that these are some of the things that are floating out there. And until they're verified, that's all they are. They are just innuendo and reporting from the internet. So it's not to be taken, you know, must be taken with a grain of salt. Some reports said there was blood found in the house when they executed multiple warrants. And I should say multiple warrants because when you get one warrant, you go in and you list out the things you're looking for in advance. You get approval from a judge. And then you go in and you see a whole lot more stuff. You usually have to go get another warrant. And it can be very, very fast, but you usually need another warrant to seize all those other things as well. And a very detailed manifest has to be made when authorities execute these warrants and take evidence out of a home or a business or a, you know, any kind of structure. So there are some reports that blood was found in the house. There's another report, and it's hard to determine this, that there wasn't much evidence of Emmanuel in the house, meaning his clothes weren't even there. They may have been thrown away. And who has a missing child and decides within a week to just, well, better get rid of all these, not going to need these anymore? Nobody. It's a huge red flag for investigators. If any of the belongings of a missing person or baby or child are done away with real early in the case, that is a huge flag that in your mind, you don't need these anymore. In the mind of an innocent person, you absolutely need these because you're going to find my effing baby. And I'm going to do everything to help you find my baby, right? So that's a flag for investigators. Okay. Then there's another report out there. Again, it's not confirmed that Rebecca may have deleted all of the pictures off of her phone of baby Emmanuel and her other children as well. Unusual behavior. You absolutely would not do that if you were looking for your missing baby, right? You might, I doubt it, but you might do it a couple years out. You might say, I can't live with this anymore. I need a fresh start. Most people would hang on to every one of those pictures and stare at them all day. They'd call the voicemail of their missing, you know, teenager to hear the outgoing message every single day just to hear the voice of their missing, presumed dead teenager. But there is this report. Again, it's unverified. But if that is a report, that will be very, very high in the prosecutor's list of all the reasons a jury should assume beyond a reasonable doubt that she's involved in some way in the death of her son. So I should tell you as well that the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department said that cadaver dogs were being used. And that's important because, again, when they went to search the house, there were reports of cadaver dogs. Well, now we're hearing that there were cadaver dogs used. And so it's fair to put two and two that they may have brought cadaver dogs to the home to see if maybe there's some evidence of decomposition in the house. Because if they killed the baby in the house and then tried to figure out what to do, decomposition starts right away. And there can be evidence of that. Just look up Wikipedia, Casey Anthony, the evidence of decomposition in her trunk. The belief was that she drove around for days with the body of Kaylee in her trunk, trying to figure out what to do. And the decomposition was so horrendous that her mother called 911 and said, there's a smell of a dead body been in the trunk of the car. So decomposition is something that cadaver dogs can determine right away. They can see it right away. Maybe that was one of the things that led to the arrest within a week, right? A week-ish. Maybe they got the evidence of decomp. Maybe they saw, hey, none of baby Emmanuel's clothes are here. That's horseshit. Lock her up. Hook her up. Put the cuffs on. Let's go. Him too. You know, maybe. Never know. Maybe they found blood evidence. In a house with kids, you're going to probably find blood evidence. Everybody skins their knee. Everybody has an injury and holds onto the side of the door frame when they're walking by. It's a little hard to say there's some blood evidence in the house when people live there. You know, now baby Emmanuel, it's only 7 months, right? He's not walking around. He's not casting his blood all over. He's not getting a skinned knee. So they would have to determine that it was baby Emmanuel's blood. Again, there are ways that a baby can get a cut and then there's transfer evidence. You use the Kleenex and then it falls on the floor. Or you throw it out in the garbage and your hand is pulling the garbage door open and you put it in and then the blood ends up on the handle of the garbage. There are transfer possibilities, but we're talking beyond a reasonable doubt here, right? Reasonable. So you'd have to make a hell of a case as to why there are pools or droplets of baby's blood, if there is such a thing found in that house. But that's something to consider. There were also dozens of people seen roadside off of Highway 60 when the Riverside County Sheriff's Officers brought Jake Harrow to the roadside in his cuffs and his prison garb to help have a peek see.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I was so fascinated with all the possibilities of these developments. I called Matt Murphy right away. He's like my go-to guy. He's one of the most skilled homicide investigators out there. He literally wrote the Book of Murder, right, about his incredible body of work in his you know, career in American jurisprudence. And I asked him all the questions, especially since he's a California prosecutor. I asked him all of these questions about the most recent developments in the case, taking Jake Harrow in cuffs out to the highway to start helping to look, if that's in fact what they were doing. And then everything since that we now know needs to be questioned given the fact they were arrested. Matt, tell me your first thoughts upon hearing the headlines in this case. Missing baby, mom telling a sob story, dad telling a bit of a sob story, and then the internet going wild.
Well, I've prosecuted a more baby deaths or, you know, child abuse cases that I care to even remember, in a murder context and in just a generic child abuse case, and it immediately breaks your heart. Every child is innocent, and that photo of that poor little boy immediately broke my heart. That was my first thought, and then my second thought was, he's dead, and they've gotten rid of the body. And I've done 5 no body homicide prosecutions over the course of my career, and I just hope that they have the experience to put that one together in the right way. And it appears that they're doing everything so far. You know, they charged both parents with murder. That's exactly what they should be doing. And you know, this is we're still very early days on this case.
Matt, last time we talked, we were discussing the ethics of how sad it is that I feel angry and sad at the same time because I didn't know whether to believe they were lying or whether they were victims. And now we're starting to get closer.
Well, this is initially, it appears to be a very good police investigation. The story made no sense from the very beginning. The black eye that this woman said she had, clearly in the later stages of healing. And there's a whole forensic science to that. We've all experienced that in our lives as we bruise, but it has been forensically studied, and everybody's a little bit different, but that was an old injury. So she came in, people getting knocked out is something that happens on TV. When somebody gets punched, and I just watched an old movie from the 80s where that was what they did. It was that old Robert De Niro movie with the, you know, where he plays the bounty hunter, and every scene somebody's getting punched, getting knocked out. Losing consciousness as a result of a traumatic injury like that is a huge medical event. And that's why most of us have been knocked out. Maybe most people never knocked out, but that comes with a whole host of neurological complications and concussions and things that can be tested. And of course, none of that was true. And the police immediately seized on that. And when you've got a missing child and a mother who's clearly lying, that is a recipe for tragedy, because it means that this child is probably dead. Okay, so now they've charged them with murder, which is exactly what they should have done. I've prosecuted 5 no-body cases during the course of my career, and my very first thought was, I hope they hook them and do this right. And then, of course, when you get into the background of this man, it is it's chilling. You know, he's got a history of abusing children, and the injuries in the previous case were what you typically see in very severe child abuse cases. And so far, the authorities involved in this are making, in my opinion, all the right steps. They charge them, and they don't seem to be shying away from the idea that they may never find this body.
Let's talk about never finding the body, because this video has emerged of Jake Harrow in an orange jumpsuit saying Riverside County on the back, with county deputies taking him to the side of a highway, and where it appears he's assisting in the search for something. 2 questions. Your thoughts, first of all, about that happening. And secondly, as a prosecutor, this is the image in everyone's mind now, right? A guy in a jail jumpsuit out looking for potentially a body, which could be very poisonous to finding a jury.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the sort of common misconceptions out there is that somebody's entitled to a jury that has not heard of the case. And that's not true. Number one, Riverside is a very large county, and it's a professional DA's office. The Riverside County District Attorney and a lot of the deputies are very, very good. And this isn't their first rodeo in cases like this. They deal with plenty of child abuse cases, and they prosecute no body cases as well. So they know what they're doing. What you're entitled to as a criminal defendant is a jury that can be fair. And you'd be amazed, actually, I think everybody would. I can't tell you how many times I've been in there and that high profile case with the cameras in the courtroom, and you think that every juror and the whole world is hanging on every development in the case, and you pass out questionnaires and you might get like 1 in 10, and it'll be like, oh, I heard something about a little boy, but I don't remember anything. So Riverside County, especially the bench there, a lot of good judges, they're perfectly capable of impaneling a fair jury, despite what may pop up in the media. And that's not, in Orange County, for example, Ashley, so 3 million people were right adjacent to Riverside, a little bit bigger population-wise, but no strangers to each other office-wise. There's never been a single case sent out of Orange County for a change of venue motion due to pretrial publicity.
Wow.
If it gives you any idea. Yeah, okay, very rare.
Listen, I had another question about strategy. Is it possible, and this is my spidey mind just going, you know, out there, but is it possible that deputies would take a husband or a wife in a very high profile way in an orange jumpsuit out on the side of a highway in order to pressure the other spouse by showing them the video saying, hey, look, your husband's about to flip on you. Are you sure you don't want to flip first and get a better deal? Like, is it possible this is a strategy of theirs as opposed to some information they heard and they're taking him out to see if he can help them find the body?
Well, it's a great question. The answer is 100% yes, it's possible. We just don't know enough behind the scenes. I kind of doubt it is, but absolutely. Experienced investigators, experienced prosecutors do stuff like that all the time. If you want to put pressure on somebody to reveal the location of a body, that's one of the many tools available in the arsenal of investigating detectives and prosecutors to do that. And I guarantee there are prosecutors involved in this case behind the scenes who are involved in some of these decisions.
How about the issue of people piling on to Rebecca as opposed to piling on to Jake until Jake's background came along and it was clear he had beaten up a 10-week-old baby in the past? Do you think that moms may get a tougher go in the criminal justice system than dads when this could be very much they are both in on it or they are both innocent or one is guilty or the other is guilty?
Well, I think that there's just an emotional reaction, like the Susan Smith case, right? To a mother who has anything to do with the death of their child. There's a visceral emotional reaction to that. I think most jurors can put that aside. What you typically see in cases like this, Ashley, is you will see it's called this defense. It's where they will be tried separately.
The other guy
certainly.
Did it.
Each,
I've
yeah,
heard it
each
a
will blame
times.
The other one.
That guy did
yep.
it. No, that guy did it.
That's right.
No.
That's right. And it happens all the time. That's very, very common in situations like this. And look, these are second degree murders. Okay. Typically, unless there's evidence to show that it was somehow planned, these are very impulsive. It's anger based. I cannot tell you how many times it's like diapers get changed and a kid poops. And that's what sets off the boyfriend. And it's oftentimes the boyfriend, the dad. It's often a male in the house, but sometimes it's mom too, and they flip out and they shake the child, they throw the child down, and they accidentally kill them. Those are second degree murders in the state of California. Currently, in the state, you get a parole hearing in about 12 years after that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. This is very, very early days on this case. It is absolutely horrific, but you got a lot of professionals involved, and I have every confidence that so far everything I've seen, without reading any of the discovery yet, because of course it hasn't been released, they're making all the right steps, the prosecution and the detectives.
Do you think there's anything to it, though, that people and maybe the jury pool is different, but the internet certainly holds Rebecca more culpable. And maybe it's because Rebecca was the one who told the story.
Well, she clearly lied, you know, and that's something that I think that a lot of people immediately get offended by, because either if she's completely innocent in the sense that she, let's say she had no idea about his history, she had no idea that he was capable of something like this, and then he does it, she's clearly covering for him. So there's not going to be a lot of love lost, especially on the internet, for a woman who would do that when you're talking about her biological son. And then, you know, pretty much that's kind of best case scenario for her, right? That she's an accessory after the fact. That'll be her defense, that she helped afterwards. Accessory after the fact, and this is very interesting. We're talking about the Don Adelson case lately, right? In the state of Florida, you can do 30 years for accessory after the fact.
Wow.
In the state of California, the maximum amount of actual jail time you will do for accessory after the fact for murder is 18 months in California State Prison. That's a maximum. It's 36 months sentence at 50% good time work time. So nobody can do more than 18 months for accessory after the fact, even for a murder case. Yeah, which is something, in my opinion, look, I've long advocated for that to change. Most states link the accessory after the fact charge to whatever the underlying crime is, which makes a lot of sense. In Florida, you can do 30 years. In California, you do a max of 18 months.
Let's talk a little bit about the other charges, though. I mean, clearly, if there's a second-degree murder charge that's filed against these two, there have to be other charges, like, you know, misdirecting authorities, telling lies, lying to authorities. But then I also wondered, is there some charge out there about winding up the public and having the public believing that they somehow might be able to help find this this kidnapper and this child? Like, what's the array of charges they should be facing?
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It should be. I couldn't agree with you more. There should be. It's like the Sherry Papini case,
yeah.
Right? There should be additional charges. And there are some, like Penal Code Section 69, obstruction of justice. Maybe in this case, they might be able to do a conspiracy. They're almost all going to be lessers to the murder charge. And the murder charge would be second degree murder in this, unless they find a weapon, which you never do in these cases.
Yeah.
Okay. The child is defenseless, and it's almost always hands bludgeoning, sometimes shaking,
smothering.
But you're not going to get a gun enhancement. A knife only adds 1 year. A gun can add 15 or life, depending on the circumstances. But you're not going to see that here. So what you've got is you got a 12 year parole hearing base, and then everything else is what's called 1/3 the mid. So when you're talking about lesser crimes, you should be able to pile on a bunch of time. They realistically will not be able to. Maybe they can add on a couple more years on those things. And I agree with you 100%. Somebody needs to take a look at that. The California legislature should take a hard look at making a separate crime out of this type of thing, where resources and the public and everybody begins looking in one direction because the actual killer is misdirecting people. But, you know, we'll see. That does exist in a better way in federal court, but this is Riverside County DA's office. This will be a state case with state charges.
I bring that up because I was in the courtroom for every single day of Casey Anthony, and the exquisite lying that Casey was capable of was part of her trial, and was the only thing that she was found guilty of originally, was lying to the police. And it resulted in some time, ultimately time served, but it made me think, well, then it might be a lesser included. It may be so much smaller than the murder itself, but if that's all you can get them on and it proves to be that they did lie, God, why doesn't every state want to do that?
Well, and you just hit a raw nerve with me. I have wanted to, I watched that like we all did, the Casey Anthony case. I wanted to cross-examine that woman so bad. And as did everybody in the homicide unit that I was with at the time. You know, there should be greater penalties for that sort of thing. And in the state of California, sadly, there just aren't. They might be add on a little bit of time. Maybe she gets a parole hearing in 15 years instead of 12, but it's nowhere near, in my view, enough time. Second-degree murder in the state of California with 85% good time work time credits, the way it works out, is not enough time for a murder. It's just not. Second-degree murder is generic murder in the state, and used to be 15 to life. Life used to mean life. But right now, current California law, you get a parole hearing in about 12 years.
Matt, quickly tell me, what are the homicide detectives doing right now separately with Rebecca and with Jake?
Well, they're interviewing them hopefully multiple times over and over again. I think that's probably already gone down. And I think they're looking for a body. Actually, I think they're aggressively trying to find cell phone locations, and they're going through pings. They're also going through their computers, their forensic, looking at that, looking for any clue they can to find that baby. But I'll tell you what, in Riverside is at the edge of the Mojave Desert, which is one of the largest geographical features on the planet Earth. And as a general rule in murder cases, and I almost don't want to tip off bad guys for this, but it's true. If you get a body out into the Pacific Ocean in Southern California or out into the desert, they're never recovered. And juries do not want to give the benefit of successfully getting rid of the victim's body. So they will be, you know, if this boy has disappeared, they, and Riverside knows this, the DA out there knows this, they, juries don't need a dead body to convict. They really don't. So this will be a very interesting case to see the way it pans out. So far, I see them making all the right moves, and I'm going to be following this one closely, and I hope you have me on again.
Oh, my biggest thanks to Matt Murphy. He always thinks of the things I don't think of because I hadn't thought of all the cases that I've covered that actually went to prosecution without a body. Everybody says no body, no murder. Horse shit. Plenty of people have been put away for life or gotten the death penalty with no body. They never find the body, but they find plenty of evidence that you caused a body to exist somewhere. So I never thought of that until, you know, Matt brought that up. But it's a really good point. Finding a 10-month-old baby's body, if they did in fact discard that body, if they did in fact kill baby Emmanuel, and they did in fact discard baby Emmanuel in the wilderness somewhere, that's going to be a hell of a feat. Maybe there'll be some residual evidence. Maybe there'll be some forensics out there that the coyote or whatever didn't get to. Maybe. But right now, we know there isn't a body of baby Emmanuel. But I do stress right now because they will continue to look. In the meantime, we'll continue to cover this case and bring you updates just as soon as they happen. I'm Ashley Banfield. Thank you so much for listening and watching. I always love that you're here. I love our true crime community, and I could not do this without you. So thank you. And if you remember one thing from today, it's that the truth isn't just serious, it's drop dead serious.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,